Vice-Chancellor, graduates, graduands and guests, people at the back, you are now officially brilliant. I've no idea how I got so jammy as to be invited to your party, but here we are. What a joy. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for this nice hat. Thank you for letting me talk to you. I'm chuffed. It's immensely moving to stand before this many people who represent so much hard work, so many essay crises and caffeine hangovers. Take a moment to feel your collective power. Right now, you are one of the most highly educated rooms in the world. And of course, behind every successful graduate stands an astonished parent. On your children's behalf, thank you. They will never know the sacrifices, etc., etc. Sorry about that. That's just how it is. I'm delighted that it's you presenting me, Christopher. Your book on Joe Orton got me through my first ever show, a school production of Loot when I was 16. It's very nice to meet you at last. As Chris told you, I've always turned left, politically, out of my front door on my way to the tube, on holiday. Some singing blood, or my surname, often takes me to Cornwall, and the trip west into the sunset to the stocking toe of England is still my favourite. But a few years ago, I started bird watching. As any decent birder knows, Mecca for bird watchers is East Anglia. For the first time in his life, this Londoner started turning right, heading up to the north coast of Norfolk, bombing down the A149, the birding Silk Road that links King's Lynn to Cromer. I used to wish I had a mnemonic to remember which order Holm, Titchwell, Holcomb, Stiffkey, Blakeney and Cly come from west to east on that road. I eventually worked one out, but alas, it is far too obscene to repeat here. About the same time, in 2009, I was invited to deliver the Sphinx Theatre Lecture here at UEA. I called it, "But What I Really Want to Do Is Direct," subtitled, "Don't Be a Director, But If You Must." As anyone who's ever had to deliver a proper university lecture knows, they frown if you stop talking in under 40 minutes. That's a lot of words. Don't worry, this is going to be about five. Promise not to leave you wanting less. I'd never had to write a 40-minute monologue before. It came at a time when I was just beginning to marry my thoughts about acting and directing for the stage into something you might generously call a theory. The last line is, "Remember, love, patience, and bravery, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Actually, that's not true. That's the penultimate line. The very last line is, "Let us continue in the bar." I enjoyed the lecture, and I've always been grateful to UEA for making me write it. Not half as grateful as I am for this, though. These occasions are actually impossible. I'm supposed to talk to you in ways that are inspiring without sounding too preachy. I'm supposed to be brief, pithy, maybe even amusing. You won't remember any of it, which is a shame, really, because it's real. I've lived it, and on the whole, you haven't yet. It is a disease of men, I think, to give advice when what is needed is sympathy, or just silence. But I have to say something, and you have my sympathy. I graduated in 1988 in a world where student loans didn't exist, and the maintenance grant still did. It's good to be graduating with students of history and lifelong learning. This ceremony, Janus-like, looks backwards and forwards at once. "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it," said George Santayana, a bit smugly. To which Kurt Vonnegut replied, "I've got news for Mr. Santayana. We're doomed to repeat the past no matter what. That's what it is to be alive." Vonnegut's right. There's no way out. But perhaps each repetition can bring some light, some civilizing influence. At the moment, I look at the threats facing our future, your future: global warming, fundamentalism, increased inequality. And I trace them all back to one thing: an empathy deficit. That's all it is. Getting into the habit of imagining what it's like for someone else. I've come to believe that we're not born into this world. We emerge out of it, like leaves on a tree. Your parents are already bored of you having no conception of what the world was like before your conception. But they were the same. The point is, the world has tides, shudders, consequences. Some of those shudders and consequences brought you here. The world has seasons and species and millions of things that aren't you. Try to keep one eye turned outward. Head up the A149 once in a while. Stop and watch some birds. You're not just a shopping machine. The most important thing about you is not your spending habits, though modern capitalism will make you feel that it is. What else have I learned? A short list. Nobody knows nothing. Everybody is winging it. Try not to compare yourself with other people. Remember, you're watching their highlights and comparing them to your blooper reel. Everybody has private crises. Nobody has a perfect relationship. Everybody's life is boring occasionally. Boring's fine. Boring's fun some of the time. Boring's real. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Ask as many as you can. Paying back your student loan isn't the most important thing in the world. It's interesting that they believe that too, isn't it? That's really good. Well done. If you haven't yet discovered a passion, try and stay afloat until you do. Don't just grab the first smart-suited arm that offers you cash. There are only three reasons to do a job: because the work's good, because the money's good, or because the people are good. You only need one of those reasons to be true to say yes to it, but if you take it because of that one, you aren't allowed to complain about the other two. Failure is the price of success. Fail again, fail better. Optimism is obligatory. Pessimism is just bad taste. And finally, and most important of all, for practicing your empathy, there's no them and us. It's us and us and us. It's all us. So, good luck, and congratulations from the past participle stem of congratulari, wish, joy. I want to keep this simple. In words of one syllable, I wish you joy. Thank you. Cheers. Bye.